the situation for Leitrim is that our day-to-day finances, we operate in a fairly tight financial framework and limited buoyancy within that, given the scale of private investment businesses and so on in the county. So for any strategic investment that we would like to do over a period of time, it needs to be well planned, but we also need to identify and plan our funding system in order to be able to invest in the future of the county going forward. The county has great opportunities at the moment to avail of significant funding for regeneration of the county, improvement of our tourism product, various infrastructure projects of that nature. But a lot of that investment does require co-funding at local level from the council. And in order to do that, we must have a strategic wherewithal to be able to raise some funding locally to reinvest in that co-funding.
It's very much a similar model to what many people who are part of community groups would experience when it comes to having to provide their own stake, i.e. matching funding in the development of many projects like sports parks and various community playgrounds and so on.
Well, that's absolutely correct. It happens across the board with a lot of funding for that type of investment. In relation to our capital investment programme, we have 650 million of a programme identified over the next 6 or so years. Now, a lot of that funding does come to us with 100% funding the Exchequer and from other funding sources. Within that programme, there's 200 million forecast investment over the next 6 years, all of which requires the scale of co-funding, which comes to in the region of 27 million to be raised and found locally here in Leitrim. For example, Carrick and Shannon, the new streetscape improvement, the other investments around destination town investment with signage and orientation for visitors has, of course, culminated with that plan in relation to the town having successfully been identified as the tidiest town in Ireland and quite recently. Likewise, in relation to Mara Hamilton, has been town regeneration, a fantastic project at St. Phelan site in Ballinamore, new library in Drumahaire. So there's quite a considerable amount of capital investment already delivered through a similar strategy that we have deployed here over the last number of years. And as I said, the plan going forward is to continue with that scale of investment, that scale of ambition for the future development of the county. We are committed here, obviously, within Leitrim County Council, between the executive and the elected members for our corporate plan that we put in place following the last local elections, which is all about the drive and the progression of County Leitrim, having it a vibrant and well-to-do county, well-connected, a place that people are see as vibrant and a good location to live, work or invest or visit.
And finally, in relation to the rates increases, once it's broken down maybe into a monthly and indeed into maybe a weekly process, at the same time, you know, the local authority were very much aware that they didn't want to impose a huge rate. So broken down over a period of time, you'll be hoping that it's manageable for the vast majority of businesses.
Well, that's true, John. Of course, we do appreciate both in the drafting of the budget in coming to the conclusion that we need to present a budget with a 5% rate increase. And of course, from the members' perspective who had to make the hard decision yesterday to adopt that budget, we do appreciate that all businesses, you know, are incurring additional costs. It's a very expensive time to be in business. And there's quite a number of asks hitting business people right across the board. Having said that, though, the scale of the rate increase that will fall on a lot of ratepayers is relative to your business size, of course, and your affordability. But we feel that the scale of 5% and the cost of the business is going to have quite a considerable return for that investment for the business community as we continue to grow and develop the county from the point of view of increasing our population, increasing our business profile, more people walking in the county, more people coming to live in the county, and more people coming to visit the county. And that can't be achieved without the investment. But we are conscious of the cost that that is on business, but we feel that the scale of that cost, when you, as you said, John, average it out on a weekly basis, is manageable, we hope, but also we'll see quite a return on that investment for the business community.